Rejiggering the schedule, the stamp collecting report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. It now appears U.S. postal rates are going to change every May, rising by the rate of inflation. The Postal Service will announce the new rates 90 days earlier. That should make planning when to release new stamps easier.
In the old system, there would be this 9-month process of asking for a rate increase and then going through all the hearings and all of the stuff that you'd have to go through and not really knowing what that final rate was going to be until the very end, and then have to scramble to try to catch up and get the stamps printed.
Dave Failer is the executive in charge of the stamp program. Even though nothing was official until the Postal Board of Governors signed off on it, his department could predict.
Our prices are capped by the Consumer Price Index, so we knew that it was not going to be any higher than 2.9%.
For the past 2 years, because of the uncertainty over the rate changes, very few stamps have been issued in the first 4 months of the year, and that's likely to continue.
We're not going to issue very many stamps in March with the old denomination, knowing that 6 weeks later the price is going to change.
So we'll see Lunar New Year and Black Heritage stamps in January, a stamp at a New York collector's show in March, and maybe one other before rates change. Another difference:
our print runs are more than likely going to be less for the commemorative stamps, simply because they're not going to have the same shelf life.
Failer says the new rate system could also affect the number of stamps issued.
Right now our target is 20 to 25, and we're going to leave it there pending the next year or so to see how things go, but I can't imagine that we would ever, except under maybe rare circumstances, do more than that, and the possibility could be that we would do less.
I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting and the most complete U.S. stamp schedule anywhere, visit virtualstampclub.com.